Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's go talk to this guy. I just I don't know, man. I think that you really got to get all the facts before you get too hasty, you know?
I guess you're right. I mean, I didn't do the arresting, though. This is all the stuff that I heard about. But yeah, let's go talk to this guy. And he leads you guys to the building that you ascertained was the jail. And it is. He opens up the door. And when you look inside, you see it is just the one cell. And there's a desk where a town guard is just like reading a book with his feet kicked up. He doesn't react when the other guard comes in like at all. He glances up and just sees it. He does raise an eyebrow and he sees, you know, the four of you walking in too. And the cell's just visible. It's a bunk bed, though, so they can have two. And what you see in the cell is a fellow with very long hair, much longer than even Grayson's was, down to about his mid-back. He is on the top bunk laying. He's got his legs like this is the bed. He has his legs like this, and he is doing sit-ups, actively doing sit-ups. At a vertical angle, and he's able to get all the way back up and then back down, then back up, then back down. Like he's got some good core strength. He does not notice you.
Who is this person you have here behind the cell? What is their name?
Before the guard can say anything, the other guy goes like, "It's Oren." Doesn't even sound winded with all the sit-ups he's doing. He's like, he's just doing it because he's bored.
As this conversation is going, my character is going to start just making a little motion with his hands, and you notice the temperature going up in the room.
The guard that led you in is like, "Oof, it's getting a little toasty in here." Nothing the matter of that, though. Mr. Oren, I've got some questions for you here. And when he says that to him, Oren grabs the sides of the bed, and he just kind of flips himself the other direction off of the bed, so now he's standing on his feet. And he brushes his hair out of his face and is like, "All right, yeah, what do you got?" And then the guard looks at him and says, "Do you happen to have any medical training by chance?" And Oren just kind of raises an eyebrow and he goes, "Yeah, that's what I said when you guys arrested me. I was trying to ascertain what was going on here, and you just threw some cuffs on me and threw me in here, and that's about all I have gotten out." That guy is not fun for conversation. He just reads all day long. There are other books out there, man. It's not just that one. But yeah, I didn't kill the guy. The guard's like, "Oh, okay." Then he looks back over at Sadie and says, "Well, yeah, apparently he does have medical skills of some kind."
Alack! Alas! Oh no, the criminal might still be on the loose.
Tord and Damian, take it away.
Was there a weapon at the scene of the crime that you found there with Oren, or was it just himself?
Well, I didn't find him, but then Oren pipes. I was like, "No, there was no weapon there. Like, I just found a guy bleed. I just found him on the ground, the big old stab wound in him."
That is very strange. I've never known a man to be able to stab with his raw hands before. It must be a new type of fighting technique, Oren. Have you been practicing this in your spare time, or?
You know, I mean, I'm good with my hands, but I mean, I don't think I could even make it
Please,
that
no,
even
Oren,
and clean of a cut.
Oren, come to the cell door. I will put my chest to the cell door. Please stab me through the chest with your hand. Please show the guards here how you can do it. I trust you.
It's like, okay. oh, no. So he does it. You're not going to take any resolve damage from this because it's not combat, but I mean, it definitely, you're going to have a bruise tomorrow. Like, it hurt.
I don't know, Oren. I don't see a lot of penetration happening there.
No penetration, just bludgeoning.
See? No blood. That means that you have got an innocent person. You're such a great job. Let me just applaud.
I am a great investigator from where I come from. You know, sometimes you have to get to the raw truth of the matter.
Wheezes through broken rib.